Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call. Day 3, Plans Full of Hope. Jeremiah 29:11. Take this in slowly. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. I know the plans. Not you, not the economy, not the headlines, not the uncertainty stacked up at the door of this year. God says it, and he says it of himself, with the calm authority of someone who already sees the whole road. This year ahead might feel like a dark room with no light switch, but for him, every corner is lit. And you have to understand where this word came from. Jeremiah didn't write this to a congregation on a winning streak. People whose lives were working out, things falling into place. He sent it in a letter to exiles in Babylon. People who had lost their homes, their city, their temple, people who had every reason to believe God had forgotten their address. And it is precisely to those people that God sends word. I know the plans. God's plans don't come to life only when things are easy. They arrive in the hard places, and they arrive with power. Plans for welfare and not for evil. That is not a promise that nothing will hurt. It is a revelation of God's heart. His intentions toward you are kind. He is not working against you. He is not waiting for you to fail. He is leaning toward you with goodness, with purpose, with a future he himself has committed to give. And that word, hope, it is not a mood that rises and falls with your circumstances. It is a destination. It is a direction. God is writing your story toward something, not away from what you've lost, but toward what he is building. Every chapter carries weight, even the ones that hurt, because every chapter is pointing to an ending he has already promised. Now here is something this promise asks of us, and it's worth saying plainly. The promise came wrapped in 70 years of waiting. 70. The exiles did not see the fulfillment the following spring. Trusting God's plans means trusting God's pace. And his pace is not always ours. Patience is not weakness. It is the deepest form of faith. So today, do this one thing. Before breakfast, pick up a piece of paper or your phone and write down one worry you are carrying into this year. It might be your job, your health, a relationship you don't know how to fix. Write it down. Put it in words. And then, right over that worry, write four words. He knows the plans. Not as a charm, as a declaration of faith, that the year ahead is not loose and unguided, but held in the hands of a God who knows exactly what he is doing with you. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.